Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and you've probably heard of all the amazing stories. How the temperature of the tilma is a constant 36.6 degrees Celsius, the same temperature as a human body. Or how they discovered that stars on her mantle were the exact same constellation as the winter sky 500 years ago, but from the perspective of someone looking from heaven, someone looking down on the constellation. And finally, you probably heard the story of how the tilma is almost indestructible, where the dynamite was, someone was trying to destroy the tilma, and they put dynamite in a flower vase right under the image, and the windows and the stained glass were destroyed 150 meters away. The brass crucifix was distorted, but the image remained unharmed. What's fascinating about all these points is that even though we know this today through scientific discovery in our own day and age, that these reasons were not the reasons why the 8 million people converted in 8 years. Mary was able to convert, to evangelize to so many hearts because she spoke their language. The missionaries who had come to the Aztec people tried 1,000 different ways to reach out to them, but none of their methods worked. What the Spaniards didn't realize was that the Aztecs communicated through hieroglyphics. And so when the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe came to them, in a way it was for them a hieroglyphic letter. And so when we see Mary in her position in front of the sun, in her position on top of the moon, it indicated that she was greater than their highest god, represented by the sun, and that she was greater than the moon as well, the god of darkness. The angel underneath her feet in the special teal-colored mantle and the presence of the stars on her mantle revealed that she was a queen from heaven, royalty from above. And these are the symbols that the Aztecs saw immediately. And furthermore, with Mary's head bowed and her hands in prayer, it indicated that although she was greater than the sun and the moon and all these things, that there was one greater than her. And she pointed to the Christian God, which was indicated by the cross shape that was on her brooch near her neck. And so the image of a woman who seemed to be of European and indigenous descent spoke volumes to the indigenous Aztecs. It was reported that when they came to be baptized, many of them were brought to tears by this image. Indeed, this image was truly a method of evangelization, because the word evangelization comes from the Greek word euangelion, which means good news. And so evangelization is the sharing of good news. And so St. John Paul II would write about the Guadalupe event that it is the model of evangelization perfectly enculturated. And so the lesson we can glean from this event is that when we share the good news of the gospel, we need to speak the language of those to whom we are talking. We need to understand their sorrows, their joys, their hearts, and so that when we share the message of Jesus, it can truly indeed be good news and not bad news. This doesn't mean compromising on the integral truth of what the gospel is, but rather presenting it in a new way that will have greater vibrancy and resonance in the hearts of the listeners, as Mary did for those. Edwin Uzi Mendez, well, it's part of a ministry called St. Paul Street Evangelization. And he used to be part of a gang lord of the Cobras in Chicago. But eventually he had a conversion and he wanted to reach out to other people. And so what he did was he set up a table in this particular area. But unfortunately for him, this particular area belonged to a gang named the Latin Kings. And some thugs started approaching him and wanted to give him some trouble. And this is what they said to him. They said, "We don't need you. We're members of the biggest gang in the whole country." And then they flashed their gang sign at Edwin. And Edwin said, "Oh yeah? I belong to the biggest gang in the whole world." And this got them kind of shook a little bit. They started thinking, like, what gang is that? And so Edwin flashed his gang sign. He said, the Catholic Church. And so for them, that experience really kind of shook them, and it actually invited them to look more deeply into the Catholic faith. And so Edwin started talking about the Lord's mercy. He started talking about the protection of Our Lady being greater than any gang, because back then in that culture, people had to pay for protection from other gangs. And so if you're part of a bigger gang, you had this protection. And so what he was doing is he was appealing to that gang culture in some ways. And so what eventually happened was he invited them to go to Mass. They received confession after Mass, and they were recommitted to their Catholic faith. And this all happened on Divine Mercy Sunday. And so I don't suggest going into gang territory to evangelize to other people. But what I think these stories illustrate for us is that if we speak the language of the people, the gospel of Jesus Christ can truly be seen as good news, whether you're an Aztec or a gang member in Chicago. Jesus can speak to their heart. Therefore, today we ask for a special intercession of our Blessed Mother, who is the star of evangelization. And we ask her to give us wisdom and insight into how to evangelize to our loved ones, to our neighbors, and especially to our world, which is so in desperately need of the good news.